Gisela speaking. Thank you, Diego. And I would like to welcome everyone on today's Lacralo Nivelación Working Group call on Tuesday, the 21st of May at 2100 UTC. On today's call on the Spanish channel, we have Diego Acosta Bastidas, Humberto Carrasco, Sergio Salinas Porto, José Arce, Aida Noblia, and Alberto Soto. On the English channel, we have Dev Anantiluksin. Apologies today from Silvia Herline Leite, Antonio Medina Gomez, Alejandro Pisanti, and Juan Manuel Rojas. We have staff today, Silvia Vivanco and myself, Gisela Gruber. I believe Diego has just dropped off the call, but hopefully can still hear us through the Adobe Connect. Our interpreters this evening are David and Veronica. And if I could also please remind everyone to state their names when speaking. This is very important, not only for the transcript, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other channel. Otherwise, we don't know who is speaking. And also just to speak at a reasonable speed to allow accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you, Diego. We are busy calling you back on the number that you have put in the Adobe Connect chat. Thank you very much.
José, this is Sergio Salinas Porta for the record. Would you like to chair this call while we wait for Diego to be reconnected so that we can make the most of this time? Sorry for interrupting you, José. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. José, are you there? Sergio Salinas Porto, can you hear me? José seems to have dropped. This is José Arce speaking. Sorry, I was muted. So taking into account what Sergio is saying, I think we can proceed. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Someone seems to have dropped. At least José, Aida, and Humberto and myself are connected. This is Diego Acosta Bastidas. Once again, I still have audio issues. I cannot hear you well. I hope you can hear me well. So for the sake of time, and if we have already finished with the roll call, well, I don't want to keep on wasting time or interrupting you due to my issue audios. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Diego, Gisela had already proceeded with the roll call, so we can start. Diego Bastidas speaking. So can we start then? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, Diego, go on, please. So, good afternoon. This is Diego Acosta Bastidas speaking from Ecuador. Thank you very much for participating in this working group call. I think the training element is very important. Therefore, it is important to have this course, which should be structured with the human resources provided by RALO. For me, it's a pleasure to be in touch of this working group and to be the coordinator of this working group. Because I myself have felt the need to have information tools, reliable information tools, simple and reliable information tools, and friendly tools for those newcomers to the ICANN world, especially those participating in RALO. So I think we have the intellectual resources and the proper resources to develop all these tools that will allow us to create a good environment for newcomers and ALSs for them to learn about the governance system of Internet in the region. Additionally, I would like to let you know that we have been working together with Sergio Salinas Porto on a survey, an anonymous survey, so that we can learn about the extent and the scope of this course or training, and in order to establish the different components that might be useful for the users, for Internet users. This survey is based on the Google Moodle platform, and it is very easy to manage. And it will be very easy to manage with the different inputs provided by each of the members of this working group. Especially, we will have a basic academic working group that will allow us to give the lines or to develop the leveling group or leveling course. That is what I can tell you by now. I can give you details on these about this platform on which we have been working with. So I think it is a good opportunity for Sergio Salinas Porto to provide us with some comments on this aspect. So this is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Diego. I will be brief. I have posted a link on the AC room. If you click on that link, you'll see the platform where you will find certain questions that have been circulated on the list. Not long ago, we had some recommendations. And since this is not open to the public still, we can review all this information for the record. For the record, this is Sergio Salinas Porto. So we can read those questions. And the idea with this survey, which is anonymous, is to learn about the level that we have within LACRALO. And this will also help us to have an idea or to test the training to see the knowledge gained by the participants of this training course. Together with Diego, we had been working on a list. And the idea is to discuss the topics that should be part of this training course. So is the link working? Otherwise, I will post it again. Sorry for that. I will post it again. This is www.internauta.org.ar/e-learning. So, as I was telling you, we drafted a list of the contents, minimum contents for the course. We are not clear on that, so we need to discuss this information with the group. So I will post the link again, because I can open it. Sorry, but I can access the link, so I will type it again on the AC room, but I can access it. So you have to wait. And once you type it on the browser, you can access the link. So once you are on this web page, you have to log in, and then you can access the list of questions that were sent to the working group. On the other hand, I was telling you that I have uploaded this information on our wiki page. Some of the issues that should be discussed within this structure, this leveling structure, are the following. These are the topics I will post. And that you can see on the wiki page. So I will post it again. I will type the link to the wiki for you to access that page. It is exactly the same link posted by Jose. So if you access the wiki, you will see, or you will access the main web page. And then you will see the last comment. In the last comment, there are certain links regarding the issues that should be considered because they are of great importance when we are discussing or when we talk about ICAM. Of course, we can add other topics. But I think it is necessary to cover all these issues. Is there any question or any comment?
This is Silvia de Blanco speaking. Sergio or Diego, I would like to ask a question. I have tried to open the link here, but it takes me to a web page with a login. I'm trying to access it, but I haven't been able to do that. Is there any problem with the platform? This is Sergio speaking. No, the platform is working properly. I have actually just accessed it. It probably will ask you to wait for 1 second before you start accessing it. Jose has raised, is saying he's raised his hand. Now Sylvia speaking. This is was my concern, so I will try to access again. Sergio speaking. Okay, try to see if you can access it with Chrome or Mozilla. Jose, please take the floor. This is Jose speaking. This is Jose for the record. One of the items I wanted to raise and discuss here with you, Jose is very choppy, we apologize. We can't really understand him. When we thought about the community for the course, we thought it should transcend our people because we don't know where it is going to end up. And this, I believe, should be a very open platform. This is Sergio speaking. I apologize. We can't really hear you. This is Jose speaking again. There's some noise on the line. Can you hear me? It's very choppy, Jose. I apologize. But I can't really hear you very well. This is Sergio speaking. Can you please repeat what you said? This is Sergio speaking. Jose speaking again now. Do you hear me better now? Please try to speak slowly and perhaps it will be better this way. Jose speaking again. I will try to summarize what I said before, which is talking about the character of the platform. To say that it's a young platform, it's a very open platform, and this course, our idea is this course should transcend the organizations and the people who may leave a legacy. This is supposed to be an open platform, and the ICON staff should also be part of it. I don't know if in the future there will be an association that will be impacted by this. So my question is, what will happen if the association disappears and I will find myself managing it? Who will do the work? So I would like to say, or to actually ask, what is the character this platform should have? I think it should be open, and the staff should have intervention and management of it. Sergio speaking. Can I answer that, Jose? Sergio continues speaking. The access to management of the platform can be on the hands of the staff. We can provide them with an access code so that they can have total management of the platform. Now, with regards of the organization, we have hosting that has been guaranteed for 20 years. So for 20 years, this can be uploaded there with the updates that are necessary for it. This is in case I die or one of the internaut members dies, the platform has already been paid. So we will be able to use it for 20 years. if necessary, or if it is necessary to sign something with Lacrado, it will be signed so that Lacrado can use this platform. We, anyways, we are not putting conditions to this platform. Now, we have said in the first meeting that we do not want to create additional costs for ICANN, and we, and when I say we, I mean we as Lacrado, have sufficient structure to be able to afford this type of cost. So, very humbly, this is what we offer. If you don't want the name Internauta to be there, if you're bothered by this, or if you have some suspicion on this, perhaps we can put something up so that the name Internauta is not there if the capacity of the platform is put in doubt. But we are offering this to the community with no hope to have nothing in exchange for it. We are doing it because we want to do that, and this is how it has always been. Alberto, I am speaking. That is why I cannot solve your problem, your access problem. Actually, you need to log in, probably. With your login, that will be enough. If you can give me 1 minute, I can just put up an access for you. But this is what we are saying. We don't want, we have no aim on this. We just want to contribute to the common good. If you understand that this group of people is sufficient, or if you are offended by this, well, if this group of people decides not to use it, then that's fine. This is Jose Arce speaking. I would like to answer. This is Jose Arce for the record. This is not about offending or not offending anybody. This is just regarding the initiative. Then perhaps there was no decision to use this platform, and this is a decision that should have been made by the group. This is Sergio speaking. We made this decision last week. This is Jose speaking. Just please let me finish speaking, because it's a bit complicated if the audio is not good. So I invite you to listen to the audio that we recorded last week's call, and you will see that there was actually no consensus, no agreement with the member of the group that this was going to be the platform used, that the Internauta platform was going to be used. As the president of the chair of Lacrado, I think there should be a transparent process in the decisions made, that there should be consensus in the decisions made. Sergio says, I agree with you, Jose, so perhaps now we can define it. I think there's still Alejandro and Juan Manuel missing. We can define this in the group. We can define what to do, and but perhaps we should discuss the important issues and not minimal issues. So perhaps we should put this to a vote or a definition. We should say if it's good or bad. If it's bad, we could go for another platform. If it's good, we can just go ahead with this one, and we can just continue working. I don't know if you agree with this. This is Jose speaking. We can't hear him. This is Sergio speaking. Should we define this now? What does Deb say? This is Jose speaking. I think Dev has raised his hand. I don't know if we can actually give the floor to him. Well, I don't really know. Actually, can you please wait one moment? My machine froze, and I can't really see anything. But let's just give Dev the floor. Please go ahead, Dev.
Thank you. This is Devananti Lakshmi speaking. Regarding the survey, I mean, once we've decided on the questions, and I would suggest that that ICANN staff should administer ICANN at large staff administer the survey. You know, once we finalize the questions, we just give them the questions. They will put it up on their survey tools, and ICANN uses several survey tools to answer. And they would allow for anonymous logins to fill out the survey. And then this can then be returned to the group and, to ensure complete anonymity and can be returned to the group for analysis. So that's my suggestion. I would really have liked to have seen the questions, though. If these questions could have been put on the wiki, that would be good. That's it. Thanks.
Silvia Vivanco speaking. I just wanted to add, we have no problem. We can create a wiki with the questions and just post them immediately so that the whole community can have quick access to it. This is a very quick platform. This actually is not a quick platform. I haven't been able to access it yet. So it would be nice to have the questions so we can post them on the wiki so that people can familiarize with it, and then we can launch the survey. This is Sergio speaking. Can I speak? I don't really know who is coordinating this, but if you can actually give me the floor. This is Sergio from Sporto speaking. I just say this. Give the platform an opportunity before you put it down. The platform is the one used in most universities, at least in Argentina. It's a very good platform. It's very solid. And the fact that you cannot log in now, the fact that you cannot access now, is due to the fact that we wanted to respect privacy. And that is why this takes some time from when you register and you can actually see it. I will now prepare Alberto's login so that he can access to it. And so with this login, maybe you can all access to the platform. The questions have already been sent. They have been sent by email. I will write Alberto here. So before you kill the platform, give it an opportunity to see how it works. It's a very streamlined platform that allows from the video conference to audio, going through downloading documents and the possibility to prepare different kinds of assessments. It also has the possibility to control the number of minutes or hours when the platform was used. It also allows for chat rooms. There's many particularities that this platform has, and that is why it's been chosen by so many universities. So my suggestion is that ICANN staff will have full access to this platform, and so I suggest that they use it, that they see how it works, and based on that, you can define if you will use it or not. But let's not just say thumbs down so quickly. Let's at least give it the opportunity to see if it works and see if it can be good or not. That's all. Thank you. This is Jose Arce speaking, for the record. I don't know, Sergio, you think we are killing the platform. At no time have I said anything related to that. I just want the decision to be made by the consensus of the work group. Because we have never discussed this issue, perhaps it would be good to say that we cannot contribute with our ideas, irrespective of what will be the platform. I actually just raised the issue, I gave my opinion, and that's it. I see Alberto has raised his hand. Alberto, please. I think there was a meeting, I believe. This is Sergio speaking. Can you say again, please? Jose speaking. This meeting is a chaos because nobody has made the decision to share it. Sergio saying yes. That's correct. This is Sergio speaking. Alberto, can you please give me your email or write your email in the chat room so I can provide you with an access password? Thank you. Okay, so how do we proceed now? Jose, can you chair the meeting? This is Jose speaking. I personally believe this is a loss of time, so I will take the floor and say something. I'm going to post a link on the chat room. In that web page, you will see there is a Word file, and on that file, I provided a small improvement to what has been posted on the wiki, considering one of Sergio's ideas last meeting, which is to have the basic concepts of what internet is. And then I also provided with a summary of the materials we have so far. You will see that this will be the material we will use for the content. And there are also some ideas that I added there, such as having videos to present each of the modules in the region. It would be also useful to have a glossary, etc. We wanted also to see if we could take some of these modules and put them on the survey. We apologize, the audio is very choppy. I started with an internet governance module. I have progressed very much on it. I think each of the modules should have no more than 8 pages. We should also have the rationale of why is it that we have 8 modules. We can't hear Jose. This, I have just found the document. I am going to translate it in the rest of the week, so I apologize for that. I will translate it next week, and I will ask that you post comments on the wiki so we can proceed. In the meantime, I will continue drafting the content, at least for the Internet Governance module, until we can have we can just distribute the different works. That's all. Thank you.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Jose? There are many issues on the wiki. Jose has dropped, so I think it would be interesting to discuss. And this is a question for you, Silvia Vivanco, and as I said before, this is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Can we have our own mailing list or just an email address with a different email? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. We have, there is a list, but we are using the existing LACRALO mailing list. There is not a separate mailing list. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Is there any possibility of creating a separate or a new mailing list? Because we need to discuss other issues in this working group. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, we can create another mailing list. Sergio speaking. Well, the name could be Leveling or Nivelación, the name of that mailing list, so that we can communicate, because once we are not participating anymore, then new participants may be able to see our discussions in the future. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, it is possible. We have created list, mailing list for other groups, so we can create one for this working group.
Alberto.
Sergio speaking. Alberto, I see your hand is up. Would you like to take the floor? This is Alberto Soto for the record. It is 48 minutes now since the beginning of the call, and we have done nothing. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I don't agree with you, Alberto. Alberto Soto speaking. Please let me finish my statement, because I was not interrupting you before. So, as I was saying, regarding the platform mentioned by Sergio, I know that platform, and I think it is excellent, but despite this, and it is not an issue of not being able to access today, because this is something temporal, I would like to be able to find all the information on the same place or in the same place, because we have the tools, perhaps not as good as the one being proposed by Sergio, but I would like to have all the information contained in one single place. So this is not a question or an issue of using the platform, but the idea is to use only one platform, a single platform, and not two platforms. So please, Jose, I read what you said, and I have just one suggestion or proposal. On the internet, we have the structure of the course, and we have the principles, and we have some other information. And the idea is to give users the basic knowledge for them to understand ICANN. Perhaps they might know internet, they might know the principles of the internet, but they do not know the functionality. So if we add a paragraph or certain words, and I can draft it, if you will, we can add information regarding the definition of a DNS, the definition of certain key terms. This is Sergio Salinas for the record. Alberto, if you read what is on the wiki, well, it is exactly that. I do agree with you. I'm sorry for interrupting you. As I said, I agree with you in all your suggestions and points of view. And in regarding the platform, well, I'm not going to discuss that, because it seems that I am defending or in favor of Internauta or in favor of the platform, and this is not so. So I don't want to discuss or waste time discussing. The thing is that every time we decide to perform a course or to deliver a course, we cannot work together. So we need to compile all the information. We can use the wiki. So there you see on the chat, I posted the password. Of course, you already know the platform. Many participants here have already worked with this platform, the Moodle platform. So I don't see, or they won't have problems in working with it or when working with this platform. But please, let's be sincere. Let's be honest. Lacralo is uploading information and is providing this information to the users, to the Internet users. And, well, this is the situation. So I think we ourselves can define our own platform and work together. Of course, we are internauta, but that's only a name. For the rest, everything is at your disposal, and we're offering this to you because this is what we have. If any of the organizations participating in this call would like to offer perhaps a platform or any other tool, of course, we can accept it, we can consider it and work on that. I'm not in favor of internet, or I'm not defending this platform. I would like you to have the same right. But what we say is this. We have this platform, and we're offering this platform to you if you want to use it. And if other tools are required, okay, well, we will see what we can do about it. Staff has access to this platform, which is a separate page or separate platform from the Internauta web page. And you can also have a database apart from the Internauta web page. So the staff and all the participants and the technicians can access this information. And the idea was to offer this to you for us to be able to work. But all the tools that are going to that will be used to work will be on one place. We will have all the information in one single place, videos and so on, and we can have it on the wiki as well, posted on the wiki, so we can still use the wiki. So we can access all this information from the wiki. Thank you very much. Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. Alberto, would you like to take the floor? Alberto Soto, no. Sergio Salinas Poto speaking. Is there any other comment or question? Humberto? Silvia Vivanco speaking from staff. I have heard different opinions, and I would like to repeat that you have the support of the staff with this project. I think it would be good to have or to create a wiki page so that we can have all the information there. Oh. And within that wiki page, we can post the questions and then create a link to the Moodle platform so that we can access that Moodle platform. Once this platform is used by the members of the community, okay, we might generate the password. But the idea is to have all the information in the wiki because the wiki page is the formal, or it's a kind of formal relationship between the ALSs and ICANN. So So this is the formal page or the formal method through which ICANN provides information and access to different information to the ALSs. So this can be a kind of bridge to another platform, for example, the Moodle platform. But our policy is using tools to improve communication. And I would like to thank you all because you are always bringing up new issues and new topics. And we need to arrange the logistics for this conference call. So, of course, you have our support for this initiative. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia, for your comment. The survey was sent by email. I don't know if you have received the email. Otherwise, I will send it to you again. Or if you wish, I may upload this survey on the wiki. But the idea is first to try the survey here. That's why we had this call. The idea was to discuss the platform, but since we were not able to log in, I don't know if Alberto was able to log in, but anyway, we can upload this information on the wiki, but first of all, we need to discuss that. So I don't know if it is possible to test this or to perhaps post a test for participants to answer whatever they know. The idea here is to know the basic knowledge in our region. That is the basic idea, the main idea for this. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Humberto, were you able to log in? Alberto, Humberto speaking. I don't have the link. Sergio speaking. I have posted on the AC room. So the password is Albert with capital A, 2013. Humberto, I see your hand up. You have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Humberto speaking. Can you hear me? Okay. I think we need to give this a pragmatic approach. The staff itself uses the Moodle, the Doodle tool to arrange meetings, and this is a very good tool. Which is an external tool. It does not belong to ICANN. So I think that if we can store all the information on the wiki and if we can make the most of the this system, well, that would be a great option. So I don't see any problem in this. That's all. Thank you very much. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Aida, do you have any question or comment? You are not obliged to give your opinion. I am just asking you. Aida Noblea speaking. Can you hear me? This is Aida speaking. I was listening to you all. We are newcomers, so I wanted to listen to you. I know the Moodle platform. And, well, it's just that, a platform. There is nothing in particular about this. It might be useful. I don't know how well organized it is. But the tools are good, are okay. Now, thinking about practical issues, well, the fact of having all the information in one place is much better. So I would like to thank you for all the inputs, but what I can say is that I rather use something that has been tested before and something or use a tool where we can have all the information together. But if we can have this bridged that Sylvia mentioned before, that would be another possibility. But, of course, I respect all your suggestions because, as I said before, I am a newcomer. So I cannot give you a concrete opinion about this. So I don't have any problem in using any of the two tools. Of course, you know these tools and the organization much better than I. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Thank you very much, Aida. There is something else I would like to mention, and this is a question for all of you. When you say to find everything on one place, are you referring to the documents for the training? This question goes for Alberto, Umberto, and Aida. Aida speaking. Well, I was thinking about having all the tools there, accessing or to access through the ICANN webpage, because if it is everything in one single place, that's much better. But I can access Moodle, for example, due to other reasons. So it's fine for me as well. But I think it would be better to have all the information in one single place. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I would like to ask you something else. If the Moodle platform would be linked to the wiki page, which is our working space, do you all would you be okay, would you all agree with this, with having Moodle on the wiki or inside the wiki? Aida, I think it would be okay. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Alberto, what's your opinion about this? Alberto is not connected. Umberto, what's your opinion? Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, I am connected. I am online, and I have typed my question, my answer, sorry. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. So, I will discuss this with Deb and with the staff to see if we can have a Viper of the Moodle platform. Deb, this is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. How are you? We are not avoiding the wiki. We are integrating the wiki with an e-learning platform. So it's just the other way around. The idea is to use the wiki page or to use wiki, but when it comes to e-learning, Moodle is better because for e-learning, we have Moodle. I know that you know that tool. So the idea is to see if we can create a Viper and see if we can include the Moodle platform so that we can have all the information together and on the other hand, we are using a new tool. Alberto, were you able to access the wiki? This is Alberto Soto speaking. Sorry, Sergio, I couldn't find the link on the AC room. But anyway, I think that I have the email with all the information. So I will try it later. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I will repeat my question. Were you able to access the Moodle, not Wiki, but Moodle? Alberto Soto speaking. No, Sergio, I understood you well. I was not able to find the link on the AC room. Sergio Salinas Porto. Okay, I will send the link by email for you to have it. And now we will bring this meeting to a close. But we need to agree on two topics or two things. First, our next meeting to define issues, not regarding the platform, but regarding the contents or concrete issues. And on the other hand, we need to index the wiki to keep on debating these issues. But in our next meeting, we need to start working. Once you access the platform, you'll see the different dates, of the start date for the course. This is just an idea. I think it was June the 6th. This is just to provide a deadline, but we need to still discuss this deadline. So perhaps we can meet next week. What do you think about this? Sergio speaking. Umberto agrees on having this meeting next week. Umberto, what do you think? Alberto, what do you think? Alberto Soto for the record. Well, to tell you the truth, I can tell you that I may agree with certain issues, but I am really disappointed with the meeting because we need to discuss other issues that are much more important than a platform. So, my time is valuable. And I think your time as well. And we need to improve the efficiency of our working groups because we cannot waste so much time in explaining issues that are totally understood by everyone. Trying to use a platform and trying to justify this, well, it's not useful because we are not... I mean, we are not associating a platform and an organization. I was saying that the idea is to have only one place to find all the information related to ICANN, and we wasted more than half an hour discussing this and trying to find a link. So this is an absolute waste of time, and this is not possible. We cannot have this same situation because this happens in every single working group, LACRALO working group. So please, let's think about LACRALO and not in ourselves, and let's learn to work together. We need to start working together as a group. Thank you very much. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead. Please be brief because we only have... Thank you.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, Dev, go ahead, please.
Hello, are you hearing me?
Yes, Deb, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Good. This is Devananta Lakshmi speaking. You know, I can empathize with Alberto because I attended this. This is my first time attending this. And, you know, the agenda here was to look at the progress. And, you know, I understood this to mean that it was to look at the, look at the questions for the survey that we were planning to issue anonymously to the ALSs, and we got bogged down in terms of content management systems, which was, in my mind, not appropriate to have at this point in time. I'm in hearing the conversation about using this Moodle platform and it's on this system and so forth, but there, to me, are two significant issues with this. One, we're developing content, And I think one of the goals of this group is to be able to share this content with the rest of at large. By putting this in a platform that is not known to the regular at large, and it's not a common tool within ICANN, we are potentially putting things in a silo where nobody else can access. The second problem here is this. Moodle, allows for testing and quizzes and so forth. I don't claim to be an expert in Moodle, but this brings up a concern here. That means that information about when an ALS logs in to test his knowledge, that information is going to be stored on the server. So that means that, in a sense, the ALS's knowledge or lack of knowledge is going to be tracked when they use the system. And I think this, in my mind, is a little bit of a privacy concern there. So I would really recommend let's focus on the content as I saw the document that Jose posted on the wiki in terms of the what content they're looking for. Let's develop that on the wiki, and please let's put the questions of the survey on the wiki, and so we can all comment on it and move on, because the implementation issues that are being raised here aren't severe ones, in my opinion. Thank you.
This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. We have exceeded our time, so we will bring this meeting to an end. I suggest going on with the discussion on the mailing list. We have a working group. So now we will have a list to discuss all this information. This would be an official list in Lagrallo, and I hope we can meet soon to keep on discussing this topic. So thank you very much for participating, and we now adjourn this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you again to the interpreters for the...
Thank you, Deb.